You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
For a Thursday, September 28th edition of the program, thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you, and Andrew on the other side of the glass on this Thursday. Looking good. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
Good.
Ready for, we're getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Always looking forward to the weekend.
Always getting ready for it.
Yep.
Always getting ready for it. And Mark Dukes from his back porch in the southwest side joining us as well. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Scott, Andrew, and everyone out there. And I hope everyone tunes in to your call on the Iowa City West Jefferson game on CRM Live Sports. But we also have the first night of the Golden Bachelor. The only guy who has had more commercials than a Fox college football game.
Or Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Or Deion Sanders. Oh, Mark, the Golden Bachelor. Where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? You made it Andrew's day, I believe, though.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And this little thing that we'll have on the radio tonight as well, Detroit and Green Bay. We will talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, give us a call and speak with Andrew. That is 319-366-1600 here on 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. We've got a great show coming up for you. That will be George Blaha joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. He is the play-by-play voice of the Michigan State Spartans. And if you think things are a little bit tumultuous in Iowa City, well, yeah. And what do they say? The grass is always greener. Well, it might not be in East Lansing, even though they are green. So we will talk Michigan State Spartan football with George Blaha coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will talk a little bit about Detroit and Green Bay coming up tonight. Mark, might get to some baseball. We will get to a Bowling Night in America preview for our great opponents last night, because they deserve all the accolades for that and more. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, online at dupaco.com. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to that website at dupaco.com. But we are on the eve, Mark. We are, doing the quick math. We are about less than 9 hours away from the start, I think, of a competition that, because of where it fits on the sports calendar, is sometimes overlooked by the wide sports audience, although it should not be overlooked. And that is the Ryder Cup, which will get started tomorrow just outside of Rome. And they will start with the foursomes at, 12:30 Iowa time. And we say Iowa time because this is something we've been waiting for a long, long time, because one of our own is a Ryder Cup captain. That is Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson, who will be leading the troops to try to get back the Ryder Cup and to win the Ryder Cup for the first time on foreign soil in 30 years. So we need to address that today.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle of golf in a lot of players and fans' mind. You've outlined the Europeans' dominance on its soil, but you know, this probably will not get the viewership that it deserves. Rome is 7 hours ahead of us, meaning, you know, we're talking about middle of the night when action begins tomorrow and Saturday. Plus, you're up against college football on Saturday. But we're local programming, right, Scott?
We are, last time we checked.
We have a Cedar Rapids man leading the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And I think Zach Johnson gets kind of overlooked in that regard and what he's meant to golf and sports in general. I mean, think about it. A guy from Cedar Rapids leading the Ryder Cup team. It's not unlike Kurt Warner in the Super Bowl, some of the Eastern Islands who played in the Super Bowl, and similar situations. This is a big deal. It should be for local people. I'm not sure how much it will be. Probably depends on coming down to Sunday and how close it is one way or another.
Should also mention people that have refereed in a Super Bowl. Our friend Bill Quimby. Can't forget about that. You're right. I don't think we take Zach for granted or anything like that. It's just that I think for the reasons that you outlined, that it's may have been overlooked a little bit, that this is going to take place. Most of tomorrow's competition and Saturday's competition is going to take place while most folks are sleeping. I do know a few that are going to be getting up, staying up late and getting up early to watch the competition. It's going to be great. If you're a golfer, it is, like you said, this is basically the pinnacle as far as golf is concerned. Yes, we have the President's Cup, but it's just not the same. It is just not the same as the Ryder Cup. This has over 100 years of tradition behind it. And, you know, when you're watching an interview with more than likely the face of golf, and that is Rory McIlroy, even though he is not the number one, and he is being asked about the Ryder Cup, and he basically breaks down and starts to cry because this means so much to him. I mean, that tells you what it means for the golfers on both sides.
Yeah, and Rory didn't always feel that way. I saw that his first competition in 2006, he said, well, it's just an exhibition, and kind of poo-pooed the idea. And since he's played in many now and experienced what it all means, his opinion has changed. Zach Johnson has been a player in the Ryder Cup, been a vice captain in the Ryder Cup, and now is captain of the Ryder Cup. And I don't think it's been given enough attention, certainly by local media. I have many friends in the local media, but it's just kind of mentioned in passing. I don't know. Tell me wrong. I think it's a big deal.
319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, 1900 with a very good point. And if you did not see, they had the opening ceremonies earlier on today. And as Mark said, the time difference is kind of messing everybody up. But they did have the opening ceremonies today. And Zach and Luke Donald, the European captain, both had a chance to give a speech in front of the assembled crowds. And Zach talked about Cedar Rapids and his longtime teacher, Larry Gladson, the pro over at Elm Crest Country Club, in his speech. If you have not seen that and you're a golfer, or just you're a person in Cedar Rapids that likes sports, I highly recommend you go back and take a look at it, because that could bring it. It brings a little, some goosebumps to your arms, and the hairs in the back of your neck stand up a little bit when you're talking about people that you know. I don't know for sure how many people locally are over in Rome. I would imagine Dr. Dave and the family are over there, certainly taking it in. And, you know, what a great venue this is on the grounds of an old medieval castle is where this golf course is built and laid out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. And the thing about Zach, he has not forgotten where he's from, and I don't think he ever will. And he's not the Lone Ranger in that regard, and many people have acted the same way. They appreciate their upbringing, They appreciate where they came from. They appreciate the help given along the way. And Zach acknowledged that today, and that was pretty cool.
It was. It was. 319-366-1600. Yeah, the accolades keep pouring in for Zach Johnson, and that is good to see. They did come up with, at the opening ceremonies, the schedule for the opening morning foursomes. That is alternate shot if you are not a connoisseur of the game of golf. Four ball is the is best ball, in essence, but foursomes is the toughest of the competitions, according to most folks out there, and that is pars are your friend in foursomes, Mark, and some very interesting lineups that both the Europeans and the United States teams have thrown out there. You start off with, at 12:35 Iowa time tomorrow morning, Europe is going out, and they're trying to get everything charged up and ready to go because they have the two of their bell cows going out right away to try to get the crowd going, and that is Jon Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton. And they will oppose Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns. Sam Burns rocking the great hair, by the way. He's got the he's all party in the back and business in the front. He's got the mullet going, the mini mullet right now. So that's the first match. Match number two is going to be Max Homa and Brian Harman, the Open champion. And they are taking on Europe's darlings right now, the Super Swedes, they're calling them, Victor Hovland and Ludvig Åberg. Ludvig Åberg was playing for Texas Tech 3 months ago, Mark, and now he's number two off the tee at the Ryder Cup. That's a pretty good story. That's a pretty good story right there. Match number three is going to be Ricky Fowler and Colin Morikawa, two very good ball strikers, good iron players. And they're going to be taking on Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry, two guys that are very, very hot or very, very cold usually. So that's going to be an interesting match. And then the final match of the foursomes on Friday morning, it's going to be Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele for the Americans going up against Rory and Tommy Fleetwood for the Europeans.
Yeah, and this competition in the morning session is alternate shot, to put it more in layman's terms. And a couple of interesting things to me about the pairings is Luke Donald is putting out Ludvig Åberg, a rookie. Not just a rookie, but a guy who's never played in a major championship, has all the talent in the world, but he is part of the pressure-packed morning group. He probably will draw some comfort of countryman Victor Hovland. I think the final match, Schauffele Cantlay against McIlroy and Fleetwood, will be tremendous, conspicuous by their absence. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, the presumed pairing throughout, are not playing in the morning, and Brooks Koepka on the bench as well. I should imagine all three will be involved in the afternoon session.
True. Wyndham Clark also is the other American golfer that will not play in the early session tomorrow. So, yeah, speculation is that Clark and Koepka are going to be paired together, and we know Thomas and Spieth are going to be paired together in the afternoon on Friday. That first match is going to be big, 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 big. Can Scheffler and Burns take down Rahm and Hatton? Americans are pretty much favored in that Fowler-Morikawa match, according to most experts. And other than that, the other three, a lot of people think Europe has the upper hand. Europe usually does better in the alternate shot in history.
Yeah, I find it maybe a little surprising that the United States is favored in this competition, given it's an away game, so to speak, and given the history of Americans on foreign soil. 25-40 on the text line, I think, has a really good text and pretty accurate. I think you said it correctly. It's a big deal for big golf fans. For sports fans in general, not a big deal at all. Too many other sports out there to follow. Nice honor for Zach, though.
Yeah, I think 2540 said it very, very well. And you're talking about international competitions. Granted, the World Cup of Soccer, even though Isaac is not here today, is probably the world's top international event. Would you agree, Mark?
Yes.
I would say the World Cup, the Olympics, but the Ryder Cup might be third. I mean, this is big doings. Big doings. 319-366-1600. So that will get underway tomorrow. Looking at both teams, Mark, I want Zach to win this thing so bad and the Americans to win this thing so bad. I think it's going to come down to the newbies, Aberg, and what he is going to do. Højgaard is not playing tomorrow morning for the Europeans as well. Very talented, but he has not played before. And Americans have 5 rookies on the Ryder Cup, I believe. And how those first-year and first-time Ryder Cuppers are going to do is going to determine how this plays out.
Yeah, very well could. It needs strong leadership from the veterans, groups like our players like Scheffler and Schauffele and Cantlay and right on down the line. And, you know, the Europeans have a guy like Justin Rose. I mean, you don't have Ian Poulter, who was just a nemesis in Ryder Cup. Highly emotional, highly successful. No Sergio Garcia. Those two guys aren't even in the team room. They were leaders of Europe for a long, long time. Not necessarily a changing of the guard right now, but now you guys have guys like McIlroy and Rahm and maybe a couple others who are the leaders of Europe right now. So, I think it's going to be fascinating.
It is going to be fascinating, and it gets started early tomorrow morning here in the state of Iowa and in the Central Time Zone, and going to be a lot of fun. This course is crazy, by the way. They renovated it about 10 years ago with hosting the Ryder Cup in mind. There are about 2 or 3 drivable par fours, risk reward all over on the par fives, and some tough holes to go in there as well. It is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and the crowds are going to be insane over there. Matt in Cedar Rapids, Ryder Cup is one of my favorites. It's very exciting. I like seeing the emotion normally I don't see in a regular tournament, and that is the case. There's no prize money up for this. There's a 9-pound trophy that is up for grabs in this thing. Now, with that being said, there's money going behind the scenes from the PGA of America and et cetera, going out to both sides. We get that. We're not naive or anything like that, but there's no prize money involved in this.
Yeah, that's true. And John Rahm had a really interesting statement, I thought, that he was asked about the emotion that the Europeans could benefit from. And he said, you know what? You know, you play in a regular tour event or a major, the excitement doesn't really come to a head until maybe the final couple, 3 holes. In the Ryder Cup, it's every single hole.
Every single shot on every single hole. And there will be, and unfortunately over the last handful of years, especially maybe 10 to 20 years ago, I go back to Kiowa, the war of which turned into the war on the shore. There have been some catcalls and things like that, bad blood between players and the fans, et cetera. Hope we don't see that in Rome, but you'll probably have it a few times, I'm sure.
I wonder how much Mickelson has on this Ryder Cup.
And what side? 319-366-1600. So that will get started tomorrow morning. Tonight, Packers-Lions. Big one in the NFC North, Mark. We'll have it at 6:30 for you here on 1600 ESPN and all of our frequencies. First place, very early on the line. in the NFC North. Packers have the home field tonight. It will be at Lambeau. And both teams coming off a short week. Both teams coming off of victories. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight in Green Bay.
I think so, too. I think it'd be a terrific game. And both teams have injury issues in the offensive line. And I'll get to more of that on the Emo's Hideaway scoreboard. But it could lend itself to a pretty low-scoring game.
Yeah, Sam LaPorta has been red hot, the former Hawkeye lately for the Detroit Lions. Packers, of course, with the big come from behind fourth quarter against the New Orleans Saints at Lambeau on Sunday. And, of course, the Saints missing the field goal at the very end. Or this could be a Detroit lead in the NFC North going in. But both teams are at 2-1. And what do you think? You want to throw a prediction out there our way? Love to see it. At 319-366-1600. Plenty of Packer fans around here. And I think with all of the Iowa ties with the Detroit Lions, I think we're starting to see a few more Lions fans coming around here in Eastern Iowa, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's pretty natural. Jack Campbell, Sam LaPorta, et cetera, et cetera. It's, and Detroit's a fun team to watch, generally speaking. Can go a long ways towards, you know, maybe not taking control in the NFC North, but making a pretty large step.
1960 in the text line says, my boss is a Packer fan. You know, I'm a Lion fan. I didn't know that in 1960. So I promised all my coworkers I'd bring in donuts if the Lions win tonight. So they're all temporary Lions fans restoring the roar tonight. Yes, don't forget Mr. Nelson as well. I will not. And 0547 predicting the Lions will win and LaPorta will have a touchdown tonight at Lambeau. Interesting. Going to be fun. Going to be a highly competitive game coming up tonight to start week number 4 of the NFL schedule. We're going to talk to George Blaha coming up in just a little bit here, the play-by-play voice of the Michigan State Spartans. Sparty coming to town Saturday night for a primetime showdown against the Iowa Hawkeyes in the 22nd night game. Regular season game, of course, at Kinnick Stadium. And the first on NBC, Mark, since, do you remember when?
I do. I was there. The 1986 Rose Bowl.
Yep. I was just going to say, I think you had a tie to that one. I don't think a lot of people want to remember that one either.
No, surely a Michigan State backup running back will go crazy on Saturday. Much like happened when Iowa faced Washington and then UCLA. So.
Very true. Very, very true. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens coming up on Saturday. 3:27, and Mark, going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. Do not forget, we have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 and your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's coming up tomorrow. And looking forward to that. What do we have in the scoreboard today?
In the Department of Who Cares, the USFL and XFL have announced their intent to merge. How about that?
Yeah, we'll see what teams survive.
On the injury front impacting tonight's game and maybe the season in the future, David Bakhtiari, the left tackle for the Packers, has been placed on injured reserve. That means he'll be out at least 4 weeks. He has a knee injury, and speculation is that his career could be coming to an end. In Major League Baseball, the Tigers, have they caught the Guardians yet?
I will look for sure. Go
Detroit
ahead.
Detroit defeated Kansas City 8-0. Oakland topped Minnesota 2-1. The White Sox with a victory over Arizona 3-1. In the fifth inning, second of two, Kansas City leading Detroit 3-0 in the fifth, and Milwaukee on top of St. Louis 1-0 in the top of the second. And finally, Taylor Swift intends to attend the Chiefs and Jets Sunday night. Because you needed to know.
So Andrew is now been smiling because of Taylor Swift news and the Golden Bachelor.
Does that mean they're more of a thing than they were last week?
I don't know. Who knows? I mark my words, at some point this season, this is going to come back to haunt the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know when. It is just going to happen.
It may not even be this season. It may be next season, because if something goes wrong this season or after, she might write a song about it.
Great. Can't wait. All right. George Blah is going to join us. We'll talk Iowa, Michigan State, and we'll do that when we return. It is a gym class here on a Thursday on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Back with more on 1600 ESPN after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we'll have some more sunshine this afternoon, and temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s. We are going to have temperatures dropping into the mid 50s tonight with clear skies. So we will then have a nice start to the day tomorrow, but we'll be warming up into the low 80s in the afternoon. We'll continue to stay mild with the mid to upper 80s Saturday and Sunday with sunny skies, and that warmth will continue into early next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel has a wonder fall offer for you.
Our $99 hotel special is back.
Just $99 gets you an overnight stay, $25 dining credit, and $25 in casino free play. Valid Sunday through Thursday in October only. This special must be booked by September 28th and only by calling the hotel directly. $99 for a room, up to $50 in dining credit, and $50 in free play based on double occupancy. Hurry, this offer is only good through Thursday. Call the hotel today, 243-9000. That's 243-9000. Tell the front desk you want the $99 Wild Rose Wonder Fall Special. That number again is 56324. Who are we kidding? You're going to Google the number anyway. $99 for a room and up to $100 in free play and free eats. Only at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. You'd rather be here.
Offer based on double occupancy. Must be 21 or older. Exclusions and blackout dates may apply.
Life is too short. But what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
Save 11% on everything. Now at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need with Menards Steel Roofing. Steel Roofing adds value to your home, offers superior wind and hail resistance, and is available in cut-to-length panels for fast installation. Right now at Menards, get 11% off. All steel roofing. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599 right now and get 50% off installation with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599. 800-717-4599.
Back with you on the Gym Class 334 here in KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. We're going to talk to George Blaha coming up here soon. Soon, right, Andrew? Oh, he's letting me know right now. Okay. Soon. Oh, you can... I got to read this now. Okay. See, Central Time, Eastern. I asked last thing I said to Isaac. Does he know it's Central Time?
Yeah, I like he just mentioned that to me on the phone really quick, and I was like, oh, that's a good distinction. Like, need to make sure everybody's on the same page.
But we're going to call him in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that. So we'll talk to George Blaha coming up here at about 3:43 or so. Mark it down. All right. So maybe we just change our order a little bit here, Mark.
Okay.
And talk about, I mean, it was going to be a bad taste in our mouths anyway, saying, you know, having a Bowling Night in America wrap up at the very end, going out today, at least for the Rusty Nails, not so much for our opponents. But you know how we were dominating the first 3 weeks of the year and how things can kind of change on a dime? Well, that's what happened last night. Let's get to it. Our Bowling Night in America wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Great times had, no matter if you're doing well or getting beaten badly like we were last night.
Well, everyone saw what happened in Happy Valley to the Iowa football team Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Well, it happened last night to the Rusty Nails, previously flying high, but put in their place, losing 28-2.
We scored.
A historic loss for the Rusty Nails. We dropped them first to fourth place, still off to a pretty good start at 72-48, but certainly took the wind out of our sails, that's for sure.
At least took the wind out of our sails. Yeah, it was one of those deals. We were a little bit probably higher averages than we usually do, and they were lower than they usually have. And the perfect storm met last night, led by our good friend. Whoop, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we have a lot of good friends on that team, but I think you're speaking of Brian Moore, also known as Buzz. Mr. 195 average.
he's a much better bowler than 195.
One of the best bowlers in the league. I don't know how he got that average, but he bowled a 765 series and had two of the top three games in the league against the Rusty Nails. Josh Wynn, high game last night, 279.
Only won 700 last night. That was Buzz, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's been tough conditions out there this year, but that's the way we like it. That's the way we like it. We're going to bounce back next week with the vengeance because it is, as we have mentioned many times, one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. You know, we got the Ryder Cup this week. Next week, the Black Schmedium May City Bowl jacket is up for grabs between the Rusty Nails and the Pin Pals.
And the Pin Pals only won a game and a half.
Yeah, they were worse off than we were. They let us know that.
Above futility next week.
Between the two teams, we didn't get 5 points last night. But, hey, that's what happens. That's what happens at times. But if you want to stop on by May City Bowl, still time if you'd like to inquire about fall bowling and league bowling in the fall. You can stop by their pro shop as well. Or, you know, just go out and practice, Mark, like we should. But we should. But you can practice out there and have open bowling as well.
Indeed. And, yes, 0560, did you play Penn State? Yep, we did.
My
if you have any questions about open bowling or anything related to May City Bowl, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website. Plenty of information there, maycitybowlcr.com.
And Taylor Swift was not at the bowling alley last night. 0547 is getting way more annoyed of this Kelsey and Taylor Swift thing than they thought they would. Just wait. TMZ covering the NFL. I can't wait for TMZ to cover the Kansas City Chiefs. That's going to be just, that's my dream come true right there. That and former Chief quarterback Todd Blackledge in Eastern Iowa calling the game for NBC between Iowa and Michigan State on Saturday night. Mark, you asked about the Detroit Tigers. Not only have caught, but have passed the Cleveland Guardians now. So Detroit is second place in the always tough American League Central.
Yeah, Detroit's put on a nice run since the All-Star break, and Cleveland not so much. Its manager, Terry Francona, announced he is leaving and was met with a great round of applause in Cleveland. But Detroit, I think it's a team on the rise. You know, they're gonna finish about 10 games behind the Twins. Pretty representative season, though.
Yeah, taking a look at baseball as we get into the final 4 days of the baseball regular season. Three more remain after today. The American League, the Orioles are in. Orioles can clinch the American League East. I think 2 is their magic number right now. Tampa is in as the number one wild card. We know that. Right now, it is the American League West that is taking center stage. The Rangers with a two-game lead, or check that, yes, a two-game lead. 3 in the loss column over the Houston Astros. The Astros with a game-and-a-half lead by virtue of their win last night. That you heard here on 1600 ESPN. Astros lead the Mariners by a game and a half. National League, the Braves, with one more win, can sew up home field advantage. Atlanta can. The Braves with 102 wins, Dodgers with 98. One more, and the Braves will sew that up. They are in the playoffs. Dodgers are in. Brewers are in. Phillies are in. And then it gets muddied after that. The Diamondbacks now with a game and a half lead for the second wild card in the National League over the Marlins and Cubs, who are tied at 82-76. Reds are 81-78 out there. Cyclone Tim, sorry about that. And right now, the Marlins have the advantage over the Cubs. Cubs have to finish ahead of the Marlins and the Reds and the Diamondbacks, Mark, because they have none of the tiebreakers at this point.
We knew it was going to be a tough go, and two really tough losses for the Cubs the last two nights against Atlanta. And still an uphill climb as Cubs ready to go to Milwaukee for the final weekend series. Right now, Milwaukee would play the Marlins in the wild card round. The Twins, the number 3 seed in the American League, would get the Astros. So those matchups could change, but kind of an interesting set of games coming up next week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be the wild card games. They are best of 3 now. Keep that in mind. We will have as many of the games as we possibly can for you right here on KGYM. They're going to be playing all 4 series Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So obviously we will not be able to bring you all of them with local programming, et cetera, et cetera. And like I said, we will bring you as many as we possibly can coming up on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then Saturday, the divisional series will get underway. 3:43, and I believe that Andrew has George Blaha on the phone, and we will talk Iowa and Michigan State coming up here. Let's take a break, and when we do come back, we will talk Iowa, Michigan State with George Blaha. So stay with us. More to come in the gym class right after this.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Tune in every Wednesday to catch the WagerWise podcast for your weekly dose of sports betting wisdom on KGYMRadio.com. Presented by Betfred.
3:45 back with you on a Thursday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. Scott and Mark with you. Andrew, our producer on the other side of the glass. George Blaha, kind enough to join us here, the voice of the Michigan State Spartan football team. Iowa-Michigan State primetime at Kinnick Stadium coming up on Saturday. And George, no stranger to the state of Iowa, having grown up in Marshalltown. How you doing?
I'm great. Looking forward to coming back to my home state. It's I grew up following the Hawkeyes. I could tell you more things about the Forrest Evashevsky Hawkeyes than you would even want to know. So those were the good old days.
Well, I tell you what, we've had a tumultuous week in Eastern Iowa, and I got to say that's probably nothing compared to what you've had gone through not only this week but the last several weeks in East Lansing. Where is this football program right now?
Well, I think the guys, needless to say, took a hit in the gut when the news first came out, but they have slowly but surely been able to focus. They love Harlan Barnett, by the way, who's now the acting head coach, and you know, he's a lifelong Spartan, basically played here, has coached here a long, long time, made us proud in the pros, and he's a perfect guy. He's a guy who cares about the players, but yet he might have been the hardest hitter on this team in my nearly 50 years of calling the game. So he doesn't shy away from real football. So in that way, he's a good guy to coach a team when they're going to line up against an Iowa Hawkeye team that's always been very physical.
George, it appears that among the challenges for Michigan State is injuries and depth. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there were more problems with that last year, frankly. But, when you get an injury at a key spot, we've had one guy out on the offensive line, one of our starting guards. And, you need those guys to protect your quarterback. And as clean as we can keep Noah Kim, the better we'll play. And we've also had some injuries at running back, but our number one guy, Nate Carter, is ready to go. He's had a very nice first year in East Lansing. So all things considered, on the offensive side of the ball, we're in reasonably good shape. On the defensive side of the ball, losing a guy as talented as Jacoby Windman, a great linebacker who comes at you with all 250 pounds, is tough to take. But there are there have been young fellas stepping up. We got a new cornerback who passed his first test last week, Chance Rucker, a true freshman out of Denton, Texas, and there are enough people to get the job done. So we know that it will be a challenge. When you play the Hawkeyes in Iowa City, especially in some big deal, kind of a night game, blackout game, the Iowa crowd's going to make it difficult. But most of these kids have understood that. They've played in other difficult places in the past.
Yeah. You mentioned Noah Kim. Tell us a little bit about him. And then also the Maryland game, Michigan State played three quarterbacks.
Right. They were looking for a spark late. Noah was knocked down, and he actually got dinged up pretty good in the Washington game. and it's on his throwing shoulder, but he's recovered almost totally from that. But he was still struggling a little bit last week against Maryland. So Caden Hauser, a highly regarded four-star, as they call him, quarterback out of California, came in, took the team down the field, and then was picked off on a screen pass. And Sam Levitt, who's going to be a heck of a player as a true freshman, just got here in August, got a few snaps at the end. But Noah's still the guy, and Noah can move. If he decides to run, you'd be surprised how fast he is. We just assume he doesn't do that too much because we don't want him to get hurt again, because he's – I think he's been 90% recently, but he looks to be darn close to 100% in this one. And the Spartans have a very good set of wide receivers. They go five or six deep, a wide receiver with talented guys. So if Noah can get the ball to him, they'll be able to move the ball, despite the fact you're playing against a defense that Phil Parker runs for Iowa that most teams can't do much against. He just keeps on keeping on. He's like a old man river. Doesn't change anything. He just keeps his players doing the right thing at the right time all the time. And they're tough to play against.
George, I'm sure you've watched a little bit of film on Iowa, if not a lot. What are your thoughts on the offense that continues to struggle?
Well, you know, it's a conservative offense, and it works when it works, and it doesn't work when it doesn't work. And they've won an awful lot of football games under Kirk Ferentz, playing relatively conservatively and playing some smash-mouth football. They usually have a good tight end. They have at least one still, the Lachey guy's out for the season, but Eric All is a good one, and Cade McNamara, I think if he has time, can make the right throws. He proved that at Michigan. So I feel a little bad for the Hawkeyes in that they have five good running backs, but the top two are both out, and that makes it difficult. You know, you can't overlook that. I think the young guys are good, but the first two guys are better, and they'd be better off with those guys in the lineup, but I don't think they'll be back Saturday. That's probably good news for Michigan State and bad news for Hawkeye fans.
Yeah. I know your time is limited. I did want to ask you about Mark D'Antonio, though, being back.
Sure.
And the influence that is going to have on this football team after the really good era that he had of Spartan football.
You know, everybody's happy to have him back in the football building. And, you know, he's happy to be back. Coaches are coaches. And he got to scratch that itch a little bit. And I was just talking with our offensive coordinator. He was discussing Iowa's defense, of course, with Coach D, and he can give some support to Harlan Barnett, and not just moral support, but maybe they can talk about strategy occasionally. But for the most part, just having him here makes everybody feel better.
First team to 20 wins, George.
I think you're probably right. didn't think of it that way, but we had a guy in the NBA who'd say the first to 100 wins. He'd say that every night, though. I think in this game between two teams that are – I think the Spartans proved at the end of the Maryland game that they've come together defensively, and Iowa's going to be good defensively, you know, 9 Saturdays out of 10 at least. So it'll be a low-scoring game, and it might be the first to 20 wins. I think – I would flip a coin in terms of who wins this game.
Iowa, Michigan State have had some great physical battles, and you've called them all over the last many years for Michigan State, and I don't expect this one to be any different.
You know, believe it or not, my dad hauled me down to Iowa City from Marshalltown when I was 8 or 9 years old to watch Michigan State play Iowa the first time they ever played. Biggie Munn against Forrest Yevosevsky in 1953. That's how old I am. I was at the first game that these two teams played, and it's been fun to watch them over the years and then to broadcast them over the last umpteen years.
Well, Highway 30 is now four lane between Marshalltown and Cedar Rapids.
It didn't used to be.
No, it did not. No, it did not. Hey, George, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Safe travels down to Iowa City, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Good luck, guys. Nice to be on with you, and hi to everybody in the Hawkeye State.
You bet. George Baja joining us here on a Thursday here in eastern Iowa. Yeah, he grew up in Marshalltown. George was born in Detroit, does Pistons games, does Michigan State football. But he grew up in Marshalltown, Iowa, as a lot of people know in Big Ten country, Mark.
Yeah, we got George with the Marshalltown tie and Mike Grimm up there in Minnesota with the Manchester tie. And did I miss someone? Listeners will let me know.
They'll let you know. They will let you know. No, it was not a whiteout last night, by the way.
Ended up being a blackout.
It may have been a blackout. And the Braves from the Department of Corrections, they have already clinched the home field because they have the tiebreaker over the Dodgers. So thank you, 0835. Appreciate that. Or no, I'm sorry, 4835. So Braves, I don't know. We'll see what they trot out coming up. The Cubs, by the way, according to 0835, they are predicting David Ross may be coaching his last four games. Let's see. Let's see how it plays out. Because the Braves now, they've got it clinched. The Brewers have it clinched. They're not moving up. I am not a proponent of sitting people down, Mark, and giving them a week off, because I think that you lose your edge a little bit. I like to see players play, but I don't know how the Braves and the Brewers are going to attack this.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, the Braves had a lot of the regulars in, if not most, last night. Acuna reached the 40-70 plateau. Nobody's ever done that.
Amazing.
It's just a jam-packed lineup.
It is. It is. The Braves and the Dodgers. Most are predicting on a collision course to the National League Championship Series, but you never know. You never know how it's all going to play out. Packers and the Lions coming up tonight from Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Do you have an inkling one way or the other, Mark?
I'm sorry, I do not.
I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Home field, I kind of lean toward the Packers a little bit at Lambeau Field, not giving that home field advantage up. If I had to put my hard-earned cash on it, I think I would go Green Bay tonight.
I will say I've been impressed with Jordan Love. That's for sure.
I agree. I agree. Especially in that fourth quarter comeback. I think he learned a lot in that Atlanta game, and going to get better and better. He's a good NFL quarterback. Packer fans, I think you're in good hands. May not be a Hall of Famer. We will see. Yes, thank you, Ian. Atlanta is still playing for the best record in baseball and home field advantage through the World Series. So they got something to play for. There you go. They got all the National League stuff sewn up. Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. All right, we are going to step aside. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We'll have the pick six, and we will break down Iowa, Michigan State, Iowa State, Oklahoma coming up tomorrow. Have a good night, Mark.
Sounds great. Talk to you tomorrow.
This has been the Gym Class, KGYM.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.